Okay, today is Daf Vav. Daf Vav, it's going to be a great day today. Daf Vav, Maseches Krisus. And we are up to, actually on Daf Vav, believe it or not, it's shocking at that sound. We're on Daf Vav. We're on the third line of Daf Vav. This Gemara, Amar Abaya, says Abaya, Hashta da'as da'amarta. Now that we said, Simana Milsa, that a simon is something, even though the very the line immediately before this is Velav Milsahi, and it's nothing. Says Abaya. Now that we said that it's something, right? So the Meiri said there was a machlokas actually yesterday. Did the Lav Milsa go on the last case of the shadow, or in all the cases? So Abaya apparently held it went on only the last case. In other words, if you want to know if you're going to live out the year, and if you want to know if you're going to be successful, and if you want to know, then those things worked. The last case about the shadow, that was at Lav Milsa, because it's going to freak you out, it's going to make you crazy. The Meiri said all three cases are going to make you crazy. How can the Meiri argue on Abaya? We'll answer that in a minute. Amar Abaya, Hashta Damarta Simana Milsa Hi, now that we said that simonim. What does simonim mean? Doesn't mean a simon like, you put a flag in your window. That's not what it means. What it means is you do a certain action because you want a certain result. You know what that's called? It's called a segula. Right? Am I wrong? It's called a segula. Now that we said that, says Abaya, Yehei Rogil, this is a segula that everybody does. Yehei Rogil, Inish, Lamechal, Reishata, a person should eat a Rosh Hashanah. Kra, what's kra in English? Cabbage, gourd, viruvia, fenugreek, karsi, leek, and silka, beets, vitamri, and date. Why should you do that? Because all of them are representative of some good thing that you want for a good year. What? Why not? Oh, so the Meiri says like this. This is really no different than the other things. What's the difference between eating apple and a honey on Rosh Hashanah night and putting the candle for 10 days? There's no difference. What's the difference? Huh? But that's not why you do it. You do want to have a sweet year. You want to be blessed with a sweet year. The difference is the candles. You want to know, am I going to live? Now, why do you want to know that? You want the positive answer. You don't want to know. You don't want that candle going out. That's a bad thing. It's a bad simmon. You want the good simmon. So I hear a little bit of a difference between the things. A little bit of a difference. So Rosh Hashanah night, you do a certain action. Why are you doing a certain action? Why are you doing that? Because you want a certain result. Not because you want to think of sweet things. No, that's the reason. You want a sweet year. It's a representative idea. I eat something sweet, and in that zechus, Hashem will give me a sweet year. Says to me, Meiri, there's no real difference between this, which the pasuk to Meiri did it, and the other things in the previous cases, which to Meiri said are also. The difference to Meiri says is the Yehi Ratzon. If you say the Yehi Ratzon, then what is it? What are you really doing? You're really dominant. Fine, so you want to have some carrots, have carrots. You want to have some dates, have dates. But it's really the Yehi Ratzon's the kicker. Without the Yehi Ratzon, says Meiri, it's pure, totally awesome. Very interesting. And economic. That's why I said, that's why I call it a segula. But it's not really a segula. What we think of segulas are, we think of segulas like a little bit of hope is spoken. If I do psicha for Neila, I'm going to have a successful year. What's the connection between that and that? Why should that be true? What? So one second. Right. So I always thought the segula was as follows. If you're doing psicha at the highlight of the year, the spotlight's on you. Everybody's looking at you, and when the spotlight's on you, you behave a certain way, you dive in a certain way, and Therefore, it'll increase your tefillah, it'll increase your devotion, and then Hashem, oh, look at this devotion over here. This guy really is coming through for me. I'm kipper over here. That's what I thought it always is. Same thing with psicha for a pregnant woman. What is it? You're in the spotlight, and when you're in the spotlight, you behave. You should be. It's like the ideal, but you should be behaving a certain way. And when you behave a certain way, Hashem takes a second look at, wow, look at this person. That's why I'm expecting any day. I really should come through for that person. Look at that person through for me. That's how I understood it. Maybe I'm totally wrong. Correct, because there's no such thing as magic. And there's no such thing as bypassing the normal procedures for what it means to get Sechar and Onus. There's no such thing. The candle case was, if you want to know if you can live out the year, take a candle, light it in a room without any wind, from Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and then come back and see if it goes out or not. So the Meiri says, that's pure, totally awesome to do that. What? It's exactly what the Meiri said. It's really prayer. Exactly. So what's the difference between lighting a candle and opening up the Aron? Exactly. So any segula connected to prayer becomes acceptable. And if it's without... So what if you say... Exactly. So Mati the good. Yeah, he writes on the right that I should be zochah. What do you mean when you eat those he writes on? He writes on that my enemies should be struck down. You can say the he writes on without the fruit, by the way. But what's the point, right? So the he writes on gives it a little legitimacy, right? So excited to get the prayer. I agree with you totally. I totally agree with that. So these things that you should do that are davening for good children and for parnasa. It's davening. But you should do it on this Tuesday. So what? It's still davening, right? But in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, I got this thing. My friend sent me a thing that the Shlach says you should have an Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan for Parnassa. So it's a little like we're over this day of the year. Like why it's Thursday? It was Friday. Huh? We didn't discover that last year. Someone discovered it in the Shlach. And I saw. That's for children, right? So that's davening, right? So again, you could say, listen, Nisivan is the month of Matan Torah and Torah, and you want good children to learn Torah. It all makes sense. Right. Anyway, we have to move on because we're never going to finish. That story. We're going to use that story again. So, but the point is, this. I think this is the only place in Shas we have this kind of behavior. Right? Where the Gemara gives this kind of behavior, right? So if you do these actions, it will, or connect it with Tefillah, like you're a Meiri man. Meiri says, there were three cases yesterday. The case of the candle, in those cases, you want to know if you're going to be successful in business, you do also something with the chicken. And the third case is you want to know if you're going to go on a trip, you're going to return home. The Gemara said, you go into a room with the shadow to see your shadow, something with the shadow. The Gemara said, v'lav milsahi. That's nothing, because you're not going to see the shadow, you're going to get all nervous, it's going to make you all upset. So don't do that. So the Meiri said, the v'lav milsahi goes in all of them. They're all aser. So how could, then the Abaye said, that it's something. You should do the thing, Rosh Hashanah night, you should do the following segulas. You should eat the following items. How does the Meiri get out of that? The Meiri said, only with tefillah. Without tefillah, it's for sure nothing. Right, so eating the things on Rosh Hashanah night without tefillah, according to the Meiri, is pure idol worship, right? Not idol worship. It's pure nichush, right? It's pure, right? Okay, we're really all on the same page because we have a difficult, like what the Rosh said. There's no magic here. You can't get anything through the back door. But we right? But the answer is it's easier. That's the answer. It's easier to do the segula than to do it the real way. Right? If I say this tefillah, everything's going to be all right. That's easier than earning everything, right? So that's why it's so attractive, right? It's so attractive because they're easier. Okay. Next. And then he told them like this. Amalei Rav Masharshia Levnei. So Rav Masharshia said to his son, Ki be'itzu lemeital lemigma kamei ribchon. When you want to be successful by your Rebbe, Garsu mei kara masnitzen. First learn Mishnayos. First have the background. V'hadar ulu kamei ribchon. Then go learn by your Rebbe. Ki asvitzu kamei ribchon. When you want to be successful by your Rebbe, Chazu lupume d'rabchon. Watch his mouth. Watch his facial expressions. It's not always the best option to hear the shir on the tape, right? It's better to see the shemini gemara. Shneamar v'hiraynecha roos es morecha. There's no question that's true. There's no question that's true. Listening on a tape is better than listening to sports. No question about that. But there is something lost. There is something lost. No question about that also. V'chi garisu shmaite. When you're listening to the shir, garsu al maya. You should try to listen to it by a water source. Just like the water source flows, so too the Torah should flow. Okay, that's not magic. It's a symbolic type of thing. It's symbolic. It was said yesterday by the kings. They would anoint them by the water source. Just like the water is flowing, your kingdom should flow. What? What'd you say? Yeah. Learning. It's learning. So what if you don't learn by a water source? So what? Nothing changed. Akil kili demasa mechasya. I'd rather be in the garbage heap. Is that what it means? Akil kili. I'd rather be in the garbage demasa mechasya. Or apadne de pumpadisa. Rather than in the mansion in pumpadisa, right? Because the people are not worth it. Tav gil dna saria lamecha. I'd rather eat rotten fish. Lamecha mikutcha derami kipi. Rather than a kutach, which is some kind of milchik dish, the rami kipi, some from the fancy, what does that mean? Some kind of fancy thing. Okay. But the spalachana, v'tomer, chana said, olat libi. My heart is so, b'Hashem. My heart is so joyous with Hashem. Rama karni, I raise my horn. Or my son, Shmuel, will raise the horn. Rama karni, he'll raise the horn. V'lo rama pachi, he won't raise the flask. Why? They weren't anointed with a jug. They were anointed with a horn. Their kingdom lasted. Shaul and Yehu. They were anointed with any jug. Lo nimshcha machusam. Their kingdom did not last. Why? What the difference? Between what kind of kli they use when they anoint you? I have no idea. Right? What's the difference? What kind of kli they use? They use a horn or a jug. What's the difference? I don't know. The Gemara says it was a big difference. Very hard. Very hard. Oh, interesting. Oh, very nice. Okay, so again, it's a symbolic idea. And if they would have... No, that's not the reason. It's symbolic. It's all symbolic. Okay. Next. Hamafate mesak Torres. If you reproduce the Ketores. Tanu Rabbanan. If you reproduce the Ketores, the Lamedba, to teach people how to make the Ketores. Or you want to donate it. Potter, you're potter for that. La Riechbo, Chayat. But if you smell it, you're Chayat. Tamarechbo, potter. And if you make it to produce, you smell it, you're Chayat. Tamarechbo, potter. If you smell the Beit HaMikdash is Ketores, your potter. You potter from what? You potter from Kares. Ela Shema'al. But you were over Me'ila. Because you smelled the Beit HaMikdash is Ketores. Says the Gemara, Me'ika Me'ila Bereach? It's not Me'ila by smelling. You could spend all day in Yerushalayim smelling it. There's nothing wrong with that. Amar of Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rishua ben Levi, Rishua bar Kapara, call Mara Bereach, the sound of the instruments of the Levian. You love that concert every day, every concert. Or Mara, you stare at the beauty of the temple itself, it's beautiful. Or Reach, Ein bo mishum Me'ila. There is no Shiloh of Me'ila. So what's going on over here? So the Gemara answers, I'm not sure the answer, the answer is going to undo this whole member. This member said these three things are mutter, no Me'ila. Now the Gemara says, Reach, Acher, Shetala, Tmurazo, Ein tamraso ein bo mishum me'ila. Yeah, after it's already burnt, then there's no me'ila. Why? Sharei ein lecha davar achas shetase mitzvah samolibo. Once you've done the mitzvah with it, there is no me'ila. So you can't do that. But I, there's no me'ila by reyach. So now we say that it's only afterwards. Beforehand, now there is a problem of reyach. I'm not sure what the answer is. So the Gemara says alam alo. Why not? Sharei truma sadesha and nasas mitzvah samolibo. If a truma sadesha, that's not true. Truma sadesha, they remove the ashes. And you're not allowed to use those ashes. I, the mitzvah has been done already. So the Gemara answers, yeah, that's an exception. Should have a Truma Sadeshan, a Big Day Kahuna, Snake Suda, Banka Echad. Because Truma Sadeshan and Big Day Kahuna are two things the Torah went out of it and say, these two you can't have Hanan. Right? The Chal, Snake Suda, Banka Echad, Ein Malandin. Now, they're going to Hanan, Yichal, the Rabbana. That only makes sense according to the Rabbana. El Rabdosa. But according to Rabdosa, who says the Big Day Kahuna are Mutter, Mayakal and Em, what are you going to say? Titania, because we learned, Vinicham Shab. The Kohen Gadol would put the Big Day Kahuna away. Malamed, you see from here, Shetu'un and Geniza. If they require Geniza, leave them there. Somebody will bury them. No, Rav Dosi Omer, Ksher Hein LeKohen Head, no, they go down, they become down, any Kohen Head, not going to wear that. What do you see? That also about no. It's a glory answer. It's Matam Adlom of Vinicham Sham. It means, Shloin Shtarash Yom Kippur Acher. You can't use the next Yom Kippur. You can't save him from year to year. It's not like a kittle. You can't save him from year to year. If you leave him there, now Kohen Head, says, ooh, this, my brother, the Kohen Head, would say, God, I can wear these now. That's okay. So the answer is, we shouldn't have a Shumas Hadesha Deg La Rufa, Shnei Ksua Bog Echad, V'chol Shnei Ksua Bog Echad, Eim Alamdin. Kohen Hedyot. They were white. They were big, they had it anyway. So the answer is, you're right. So Shumas Hadesha and Deg La Rufa are two things that are Osir Bano. Shumas Hadesha and Mahi, the Tanya, V'samo Eitel HaMizbeach, Malame, Chetun, and Geniza. Now they use it anymore. Egla Rufa Mahid Tanya, Va'arpo Shamas Egla Benachal, Lama Chetun Gnita. Now, we always ask this question. Ulamanda Amash Neg Sun Bagakh Balamdin. Hacha Vada in Malandin. Even if you hold that two things said, you can learn out. So really other things should be mutter. We should have a trim miyute. There's another reason. There's two miyutim. The true deshan ksiv visamo. Hadain in only this, nothing else. Gabi Egla Rufa Ksiv, it says, Arpa, Ha'arufa, Arufa in, Midiach Rini Lo. Only this is Osirvana, but everything else is Mutirvana. That's how we end the Gemara. So back to my question. So it's Reach Mutir or Asa? It's Mashma here, that it's Asa. Only Mutir after he did the mitzvah. Like everything else is Mutir after he did the mitzvah. Nothing special about smelling. So I'm not sure about that. Now, this is something that we... What? Reason for what? Why? So, but what about the memory? What about the memory that there's no me'ila by smelling? What about that memory? Right. Okay, I hear you. I'm not sure the answer. So that we... It doesn't smell good. It's the same question. Same question. Is that mutter? I don't know. I don't think anyone argues on that statement. How do you avoid smelling it? I don't know. Okay, the Tana Rabbanan. Pitam Haktoris. How do you make the Ketoris? What's the Ketoris matter? This is the Tana Rabbanan that some people... Nusuk Tzvara says it every day. And everyone says it every Shabbat. Right? Here it is. This is the Gemara. It's funny. Torah has like this mystical segula aspect of turn off into it on the same dot, but we talk about other segulas. Very interesting, right? There is no question that this mystical thing, because you know why? Because Ketoros, how did Ketoros come to segula from Parnassa? How did that happen? Where did that come from? What? You've seen what? No, it didn't come from Sinai. It came from the Gemara that says. There's a Gemara that says in Yuma that the Ketores, burning the Ketores, was a segula for Parnassa, which is why no Kohen ever did it twice. No Kohen ever did it twice. Give everyone a chance. So if bringing it's a segula, so I can't bring it now, I might as well say it. Right? Okay. Anyway, the Torah, here they are. Hatsari, which is some kind of spice. Tziporen, another kind of spice. Chelvana. Chelvana is the spice that smells bad. And Lavona. Those four, there are 11 spices in the Ketoret. These are four. Mishkal, Shivim, Shal Shivim Mana. Each one was 70 mana. Okay? Mor is number five. Now, about Mor, the Rambam says the following impossibly difficult statement. The Rambam says that the Mor, what's Mor? He says, I'll quote you what he says. It's Dam, Hatzror, V'chaya, Yadua, V'eret, Hodu. It's the blood from a certain Indian animal, Shemeshtam Shin Mimenu. We take that blood and extract it and make part of the spices from it. Says the Raven over there on the side. What on earth is Rambam talking about? How on earth could we use a Tame animal in the spices? And the Rambam never said it was Tame. The Rambam didn't say the animal was. He said it's the blood of an Indian animal. It could be a kosher animal. I don't know. The Raven assumed it's a difficult Rambam. Even if it's kosher, it's difficult. Right? The Raven assumed he's talking about a trade animal. What's he talking about? So regardless, the Rambam's difficult explanation. What? Right. So what was he? What did he mean? Right. Okay. Number six is more. Yeah. Number four. No, that was something else. Yes, it's a difficult Rambam. They don't hold the blood of an Indian animal. We don't know what the animal is. They don't hold that. Yeah. Okay. I'm reading you the Rambam in Hilchos Pei HaMikdash, Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel. Yeah, Hasakas arrived because Hasakas can't accept. The article left out the fact what the Rambam said, it's the blood of an animal. Because who could accept that? Oh, so he's saying that they are the same thing. Oh, it's not saying. Okay, we're never going to finish this. Number six. Ooh. Katia. Number six is Katia. Number seven is Shibboleth Nerd. Number eight is Karkam. Each of those is Miskal Shisha Asar Shal Shisha Asar Mana, 16 by 16. 9 is Kshot, is Shneim Asar, 12 Mana. 10 is Kilufa, which is Shlosha, 3. 11 is Kinamon, which is Tisha, 9. Boris Karshina is Tisha Kabin. That's not one of the 11. The Gemara will explain. This is an additive for certain reasons. And Yayin Kafrisin in Telasa v'Kabin Telasa. Three saw and three Kabin. Namely, Yayin Kafrisin, if you don't have that wine, maybe Chavarin Atik, old white wine. Now, Melach Sedomis. One minute. Melach Sedomis, Rova. Melach Sedomis, a Rova. Mala Ashan Kol Shehu. Something called Mala Ashan, any amount. If that's an Omer, Af Kipas Hayardin Kol Shehu. Even Kipas Hayardin, they would put in something. Liam Nassim, but Dvash Psula. If you're putting honey in this, it's puzzle. Why is it puzzle? The Rambam says the Moran Huchim, because that's the idol worship. They put honey into everything. Chisar Achas Mikolsa, Maneha Chayiv Misa. If you leave one of them out, you chayiv mita. That's why the Rama says we don't say pita matkoris ashkenaz. So doesn't say during the week. Because if you miss one out, you chayiv mita. So to say it in a rush at the end of the office, when everyone's rushing to get out to go to work, you're going to leave one of them out. You're going to kaviyachol be chayiv mita. It's a very strange. No, it's a very strange connection. Very. No, the Rama. Rama said it. It's a very strange reason. Because if you do in the Beis HaMikdash, Yechayav Mishah, you're davening it, you leave one out, it's a very strange connection. Anyway, Shimon Omer, Hatzari, what is Tzari? Eina El Asraf, Hanotif Me'akziak Taf. It's the syrup, the sap that drips out of a tree. Boris Karshina, Sheshafim Boaz HaTziporen, Kadei Shetei Noah. Well, it just gave like a shine to the Tziporen, so it should be pretty looking. Yayin Kafritzin, Sheshorim Boaz HaTziporen, Kadei Shetei Aza. They added wine to give it strength, and Valom Eraglayim Yafin Lom. Urine would even be better than that. giving urine into the victim. Because what kind of rebellion is that? So therefore, we use wine. What? Mitzayelele Rabbi Yossi, that Baruch Hanina, Dama, Kodesh Ki, Kodesh Ti Elohim, Kol Maaseh Lo Ye'ele B'Kodesh. That's a strange raya. He says, you have to create it in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash. You can't do it in your house. If you can do it in your house, then you can make the urine concoction in your house, and now bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. But bring it, okay? No. So we're going to see in a minute. So you hear what he's saying? If you can make it in your house, then the urine wouldn't be a problem. Are you going to be machter it? That wouldn't be a problem. The problem is making it in the Beis HaMikdash. Since you have to make it in the Beis HaMikdash, how are you going to get the urine there? That's crazy. Therefore you can't use urine. I think a human. Meisvei, Hamakdash Nechasav. So we have a verse that says like this. Hamakdash Nechasav. If somebody is Makdash Nechasim, Nestam Nechas, Stam Makdash is Berek Habayis. So what do they do? I'm Makdash my whole house. They come to the house, and they start rummaging through to see what's available that they can use for Korbanah. So, v'hoyu behen devar ha'ruyim l'korbanos tzibur, if there are things right for korbanos tzibur, yinasnu l'umanan v'scharon, because if you can use it for a korban, we'll use it for a korban. Right? Okay. Now, the korban tzibur, carbon tzibur has to be things that from the Machzis HaShekel. I can't go to your house. You donated wood. That wood has to be, now wood may be different. Ketores or animal. The carbon tzibur has to be taken from the Lishka. So I can't go to your yard and take your animal. So you can't. So what do? They would give it to workers, and then workers would donate it. And once it's donated to the purpose, maybe it's going to be good. Now, how did the Rambam in my knee? What are these items? E behema, b'chaya, take it out. Honey lake. We learned that already. E yainos, v'shmeinos, v'sildos. There's a wine, oil, or flour. Honey lake. We learned it already. Ela lav, torres. It must be the torres. What do you see from here? Doesn't have to be made in the Torah. I can make it in my house. It's like my answer. I'm Raboshia. No, but osa hanitanos lumanan b'scharan. We're talking about the ketores that was given to the workers, which is the leftover ketores, which we'll see in a few minutes. The Tanya, most of our ketores, mahaya osimba, what did they do with the leftover ketores? Hayu mafrishin schar ha'umnin, they would give it to the workers as salary, umachalin osa alamos ha'umnin, and it would become, the kedusha would transfer onto money, v'nosin osa l'umnin mischaran, they would give it to the umnin, then the umnin would donate it. Okay? We'll explain the whole story. Yeah, you'll see in a minute. It'll make sense in a minute. Maskevlar, Rabbi Yosef, ha-v'chulu mutsaros, toni, chozim v'lochit osam v'chumah chadasha, v'chalo toni. We always did that. You always used to give it to the workers and transfer it back. And here it doesn't say that. So we're not talking about leftover ketores. It can't be possible. Ela, Rabbi Yosef, v'chad b'samanei ketores. Right. What we were talking about was one of the individual spices, not when you made the whole concoction. That has to be done on the Beis HaMikdash ground. The guy had some nard in his house, shibboleth nard in his house. Yeah, you can take that shibboleth nard and use it for the ketores later. Now we're going to explain the same with the workers. Here's the story. Tana Rabbanan, ketores ha'itzanatet, shin samach ches mana. 368 mana. Shin samach hei, keneged yom zachama. 365 for every day. Now there was shlosha mana yisayrin. There were three extra. Shemehem Machdis Koragadol Malachafta of Yom Kippur, which the Koragadol would use to fill up his hands on Yom Kippur. The Ketar is a special thing. Now, as Rashi points out, not every Koragadol has the same size hand. So sometimes, there's two leftovers. That's leftover, right? Vashar, the leftovers, Nitzenes L'umnim Bischara. There's two leftovers here. There's leftover, one second, every 60 or 70 years, had enough for half a year. Right? We say it every morning. Right? That's the leftovers from the Kohen. In other words, the Kohen Gadol was a small man for 20 years. He used less than 3 months. So over the years, it added up. that leftovers, they would save, and every 60-70 years, it would accumulate to a lot. That leftovers was a separate thing. Then there was another leftovers, where I think it was leftover just money, that they would give, or people donated ketores, or they had extra ketores, more than 368, that they would give to a worker as a step. I can't to repair something in the base of Mikdash. They would give them the ketores, now, the year's over, so they can't use the ketores anymore. It's past Adar, right? They passed Nisan, they can't use it anymore. So they give it to a guy as a salary, he would then donate it back. Now that he's donating it back in the new year, it's a good donation. That's all that's going on here. What? Here. Moser HaKetoros Ma'ali Osimba. What would it do? So we answered. Ma'ali Shechazim, he donated one of the spices. Only one of the spices. One of the spices, not the whole batch. One of the spices. So basically, we'll use that. And then we'll make our own batch. It's not called Ketoros. It's one of the spices, one of the ingredients, exactly. So Schar, I'm on the bottom line. They'd give it to the worker as a salary. He would then go. He would re-donate it back to the Chumas Halishka. Okay, now, Tana Rabbanan. Moserak Torres. Right? I guess this is different than giving it to the workers. Once every 60-70 years, it would accumulate to be like half a year's worth. Lefikach, therefore, yachid shepitim lachatzayin chayim. Therefore, if you create half a ketores, you also chayim. Divrim shemeg amlil. Omar mishem askan. Avol shlish v'revia lo shamati. But if you make a third of the amount, or a quarter, that I never heard of. Why should you be chayim for that? Come on, what do you mean? V'chol yom v'sakim v'maskunta v'hoyim achnes. Every day you can make just today's batch. So you can make tiny amounts. Tzayle l'rava, damar rava, shemana mishcha, shepad mulchatzayin chayim. If you make a shayin mishcha, even half a man chayiv. Tetziv, baktaros hashatase, kol shatatel. But efshar the of the prashach, the praspein arbayim. When it comes to the ketoros, you chayiv any amount. Why any amount? Because you can't make any amount for the ketoros. Tanar abanan, hayomach zirin also lemach teshes. They would put it back into the grinder. Pa'amim bashana, twice a year. Bimosachama bizura shelo tetapesh. They would do it like a little spread out in the summertime so it shouldn't become moldy. The Moslak Shaman in the winter, Tzibura, it would be connected a little bit, Kadeshalo Tafuk, Recha. So the smell shouldn't dissipate. Kishishokhek, when he would grind it, Omar, he would say, Hadek, Hatek, Hatek, Hadek. We're grinding it very, very finely. Dibbe Rabbi Yossi Bar Yochanan. The Shalosh Monin Yitzerin, and the three extra ones, that the Kohen Gadol would bring on Yom Kippur. They would put it in the grinder on Erev Yom Kippur. They would even grind it even more fine. Very, very fine. Should be very, very fine. And Omar Mar, Kishu Shokhek, when you grind it, Omar, you would say, Hatev, Hadek, Hadek, Hatev. They would actually say that. Right? When you make wine, speaking while you're making wine somehow ruins the wine. How that works, I have no idea. And dibur yafal lebesamim. And speaking when you're making besamim is good for the besamim. Again, what is that? Mystical? Is that true? That's not the pshat. We had an article about that when they were making the spice at some factory, they have noises, they have the radio on, they do something to make noise, it makes it better. Right, and the wine factory says no talking. It's like a library. So maybe. Okay, next. Amr B'Yochanan, Yud Aleph, Samanim, Nemrulo, Lamosha, B'Sinai. There were 11 spices. Amr of Huna, Mikra, how do you know that? It says like this. It says, Kach lecha samim is trey. Take spices. How many spices? Take two. The minimum plural is two. The Torah only mentions four spices. What are the four? Nataf, Shcheles, Nataf, Shcheles, Vechelbana. Only three. Hachamisha, that's five. Right? Two unknown. Then three that we know, that's five. Then it says, Vesamonim achrini. Then it says again, spices. It's another five. It's chamisha, ha'asara, and then ulavona zaka, and then ulavona, which it says also, chad, harei chad esrei. That's 11. So Gemara asks, the ema samanim klal, maybe like this. Samanim is a klal. Not of shcheles, v'chelbana is a prat. And samanim, chaz of a klal. What do you have? You have klal, prat, klal, yetadana, ena prat. Ma prat, v'furash, davar shakoter, v'olev, v'recho nodei. Ah, kol davar shakoter, v'olev, v'recho nodei. Just like the three benches are only good smelling, good spices. So too, we can only use good smelling spices. Asks the Sefer Gufe Halachas. The Chelbana, which is mentioned, smelled bad. What on earth is the Gemara talking about? Doesn't answer the question.
What?
No! That's exactly what the prat is. Just like the prat are things that smell good. Davar sha'ole v'recho nodei. What does that mean in English? What is it? What do they translate nodei? Waft. What, you want to waft with some smell? You've been near a baby with a diaper? Doesn't smell good. It wafts. Yeah? Uh-huh. So that's all. Okay, fine. Uh-huh. V'chi tema, if you want to say that's true, if that would be true, im kein lichtov kruh chad prata. If that were true, the Torah should have been one prat. Why is it three prats? Lamat li'i, no, it's the words that you write. Mitzrach, trichi, I need three. Why? Very difficult also. Diktiv natav, if it only was said natav, havamina, I would have thought, min ilon in, avogadule karkalo. Only from trees, not from plants. Mishum hachi, ksiv v'shcheles. Because of shcheles, if it only would have said shcheles, havamina, gadule karka in, I would have thought only bushes and things like that. Yeah, avam min ilon, aim alo, but not trees. Mishum hachi, tani ktav natav. The chelbana. What about chelbana? The goofy asav neirechara. I need chelbana because it smells good, right? Im kain, mikach lecha nafka le. I should have learned it from the words mikach lecha, right? So therefore what? Therefore it can't be a cloud pra cloud. Deema samim basroi shrein ninu kisamim kadmoi. Maybe the second samim means two, just like the first samim. In other words, it said samim, which we said is two. Then it mentioned three. We got it up to five. Then it says Samim again. Maybe Samim again means two. Not five more, two more. It's like Mari answers him, okay, Nichtov Samim San de Bahadi Adadi. It should have said Samim next to each other. Ubasov Nichtov, not of Vishkelos Vichelvana. Since it put the three in the middle, it's obvious that the second Samim includes those three, and therefore you get up to ten. Now, by the way, Dever Bishmal Tani. Samim Klal. He did learn the Klal Pra Klal. Not that he's the same as Rishmo, we say every morning, right? He was very interested in finding these around. He wanted to give his memra some teeth, right? Everything's a klal pra klal. Not that Shchel is a klal but a prat. Samim chaz over klal. Klal pra klal. He has to don al kein a prat. Ma prat am a forish darv shakotav ol of recho no date. Afkal darv shakotav el recho no date. Oeno el a klal, or maybe like this. The klal rishon, or a prat rishon, a martalav. Ha'in lecha. What on earth does that statement mean? Amar Mar. Oh, Eno Ella Klal Klal Rishon, Prat Rishon, Amar Talav, Ein Lecha Ladon. My cushion. What does that mean? Hachikomer, Kasha. Here's what the Kasha was. Samim Basroi Trey. Maybe the second Samim means two. Ki Samim Kadmoi Trey. Just like the first Samim was two. We answered that already. Hadar Vashani. No, Kiddushani. You know, we gave the answer already. That the two Samim should have been next to each other. Umay prat rishon. What does that mean? Here was the question. Mila ilanos yalfi min natav. I should learn trees from natav. The gedule karka yalfi mishchelat. The gedule karka from mishchelat. The yalfi lelfi nami milavona zaka. The asi b'chad tzad. The nisi davar sherecho nodi. The afal pi she'ena kotev ola. Maybe I would include things like Lavona, maybe I would include things that don't necessarily have a good smell, or they don't really help the column of smoke.
Hada Amar,
that's what we answered. M.K. Nichtov Kra, Lavona Zaka Bimitzioi. If that were the case, then Lavona Zaka should be in the middle. The Talith Mine, and learn them out. Since it's not in the middle, right? We see from here that all the Samanim have to be like, not the Shechelas and Chelbana, that the smoke goes up good. I don't know. I know. It's a good question. I'm sure we talk about it somewhere. Iksiv Levona Zaka Bimtzi have been trained us, sir. Wait a minute. If Levona Zaka would have been in the middle, then I would have 12. So the Gemara answers, MK Dichtav Kro Levona Zaka Bimtzi Bechelbana Lubasov. No, then I would have put Chelbana at the end. So that's not a kasha. Rish Lakish Amar Migufa. Clean out from the Gemara, from the text itself. Malosha Ketoros. What does Ketoros mean? Lavisha Kotev Ola. It means something that you're going to throw in something that doesn't wise. Well, that's not Ketoros. Amar Chana Bar Bizna. Amar Shem Chasida. Everybody knows this Gemara. Call Tainus. Any Tainus. She'ein Baposhi Yisrael. That doesn't include that we're fasting for a Tara, and we don't have the people that are Poshi Yisrael in mind. Ain't a Tainus. It's not a Tainus. Why? Because the chelbana smelled bad, it was included, right? It's included in Samane Katoret. That's not what it means. To coerce him to pass with you, to join the congregation. Oh, okay. Abay Amar Bay Amar Mehacha. Ba'agudasel Eretz Yisada. Fine. Ba'asach M'Shemana Mishcha. The next one was if you anoint yourself with the Shemana Mishcha. Tana Rabana. Hatzach b'shemen ha-mishcha, le-behema v'kelem potter. If you do it to a behema and a kelem, you're potter. Ba'ovdek ha-chav v'lemeisim potter. If you smear a guy or a dead person, you're also potter. Bishlam behema v'kelem. I understand why you smear an animal or a kelem, the tziv, al-basa adam al-yisach ha-behema, the kelem av-lenei adam ninu. Meisim nami potter. The kivin de meis lei, meis mikviv alo v'lav adam. Right? Not a human. Dead. El-ovdek ha-chav v'may potter. Ha-adam ninu. He's a human being, a guy, no? So he says, no, it's not true. The Chsiv, the Essen, Soni, Son, Marasi, Adam, Atem. Atem, Kruim, Adam. Vein Adam, Kruim, Kruim, Adam. Guy is not called an Adam. Right? In the year 1911, there was a trial in Russia, the Bayless trial, where they accused this guy, Mendel Bayless, of using matzah for blood of Christians. The Meshech Chachma came to testify on behalf of Mendel Bayless. And at the trial, the prosecutor said to him, there's no question. The Gemara says, your Gemara says that Goyim are not called Adam. So you have qualms about killing children? You're not called Adam. Says the Meshech Chachma, let me tell you what this Gemara means. This Gemara means as follows. There are four ways to call a person in Hebrew. Ish, Gever, Adam, what's the fourth? Nefesh. Nefesh, there are four. He says all three of them can be made into plural. Anashim, Givarim, Nefashot. There's no plural for the word Adam. There's no plural. That's what it means. It means we're one nation, even though we're all spread out. Look at the outcry of people all over the world trying to defend it. And if one Irishman somewhere is accused of a crime, the whole Irish nation cares. If one Spanish guy is accused, the whole Spanish nation cares. Only applies to us like that, because we're one, we're Adam. It doesn't mean you're not people. Of course you're people. Of course you're human beings. But you don't have that kind of optics that we have. Unbelievable part. What? You didn't get one. It's not important. It's a great story. It's a great Muslim. The Nefesh Adam, Shisha Asar Elef. It says, the Nefesh by the Midyan, those are Goyim. Amalei. No, you know why he says the Adam over there? Lafuki behema, to not knock the animals. I, Baksiv, it says in Yonah, Vani, Lo, Echot, Al Ninveh, Hashem says, shouldn't I have Rachmanas on Ninveh, Ribui, Adam? So many people there? And again, Ninveh was not a Jewish city. So you see, Adam applies to Goyim? No, Lafuki behema. That was too spooked, the behema. Diba Yisema, Kedetotana Kamedra Velazar, Kosh Yeshna Vesach, Yeshna Balisa. Any person who would be anointed, you're not allowed to anoint. But b'chol she'en b'sach, en b'balita. A guy can't be a king. What's he going to be? He can't be a coin bottle. What's he going to be anointed for? So therefore, if you anoint him, it's not an aveira. Tanya edach. Stop now. Another few minutes. Tanya edach. Hasach v'shaman ha'meshcha le'behem v'keil ha'dechav u'meisim potter. Le'malachu v'kahanim. What about if you anoint a king or a kohen? R'meir mechayev, r'bihu depoter. V'kam v'yisach v'yechayev. How much do you have to anoint? Rameir Omer Kalshu. Rameir Omer Kazayas. I have Omer of Yehuda Potter. Key Potter of Yehuda. when we're done, the potter, gabi malachim v'kahanim. That's only by them. Gabi had yod chayim. So Rabbi Yehuda the Makir, what are they arguing in? Rabbi Yossi, v'haka v'flagi. Rabbi Yisavar, al-basar adam al-yitach. Says you can't anoint. V'ksiv ashitim menuel zar. Now let's put on a zar. Ma asicha kalshu, asicina kalshu. Rabbi Yehuda savar, yalfina minatina da'al zar, minatina da'alma. Ma anatina da'alma k'dayis, asicina da'al zar, k'dayis. Avosicha, l'mimshach, malachim, v'kahanim. Everybody holds it's a kalshu. From Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Kavifligi, Rabbi Yehuda, Gabin Malachim, the Kahanim, Rabbi Sabar, Rishi Menuel Zar, Uksiv, Melach Makoein, Hashta Zar Mdinu. In other words, once they're anointed, then a Kohen and a Melach is like everybody else. The guys are going to be the Melach, that doesn't matter. Rabbi Yehuda Sabar, no, but Inan Chad, the Ikka Zar Mitzilas of Yad Sofo. You have to have somebody who's a Zar from beginning to end. The Melach Makoein may call a lot Zarim Have. And originally, they're not Zarim. Why? Because they were right for it. All right? So we'll stop here. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Whoa, I got some. Enosh. It's the fourth word. Enosh is Anosh. Those are the four words. Right? You just Googled it? Oh, it says it on the bottom? It says that story? For the show, right. Okay. Very good. Everyone have a good day. I'm doing tomorrow.